Sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous shiur about mitzvahs atzliyos baretz bizman hazeh. We asked a number of kashas in the Rambam, and then we presented the chakira, this tanai of bias kulchem, that we often come to Eretz Yisrael. Is it a din? Is it just a tanai in the chiyuv of trumas maisus and chala? In which case, it only has to be enforced when we're mekayim the mitzvah, or is that's the ikker, or is it a tanai in the ikker kedusha sa'aretz, and therefore it only has to be enforced when we come into Eretz Yisrael, and then afterwards we don't need it anymore. It makes the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. And then Rav Chaim Halevi proved from the Gemara and the Rambam that it is a din in the etzem kedusha Eretz Yisrael. It's a din, and when they come into Eretz Yisrael, then it has to be bias kulchem. So we are continuing on again. We're basing ourselves on a beautiful siman in the Sefer of Adon Baruch Mordechai Yizrachi. Now, even in Yin Yovel, we have a Tanai of Kol Yoshevei Aleha. And nevertheless, it's Mefurish and Erech and Daf Yud Beis, and the Flamed Beis, that Mishagalu Shevet Ruven God V'chatzi Shevet Menashe Batlu HaYovlos U'Mishachazru Chazru Yovlos L'Makoman. When they left, when there was a galus of some of the Shvatim, we didn't have our Yoshevel anymore. And when they came back, so then the Yovels came back. So we see from this that the din of Kol Yoshevel Leah that was said Legabe Yovel, and the din of Bias Kolchem that was said Legabe Trumus Maisus and Chala, are fundamentally different. That when it comes to Yovel, it's just a Tanai that was said in the Chovas Gavra. And we just have to be here. It's not a din in Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. It's a din. If we're all here, then we're chayiv in Shumas and Mais in Yovel. If we're not here, then we're not chayiv in Yovel. It's a din in the Gavra, as we explained in the previous shir. And therefore, it depends. It all depends on the time of the Yashas Mitzvah Ve'achova. V'ilinyan Shumas and Maisres Havezot Kamur Din. When it comes to Trumas and Maisras, this is a din, a condition that was said in the sanctity of the Holy Land of Israel. And since it was a din in the Kedusha Sa'aret, it's only Tali in the Shas HaKibush. And that's what Reb Chaim Halevi writes. So we see a chilek here between Yovel, which is a Chovas Gavra, and you need Kol Yoshevei Aleha B'Shas Kiyum HaMitzvah, and Trumas and Maisras, which is a Chovas, it's a Din in Kedushas HaAretz, and therefore it's Talui in the Shas HaKibush. However, Reb Chaim writes that Linyan Yovel, there are really two Dinim, Hein Benogea L'Chovas Gavra, not applies to both by Yovel or Prim Tainis, both as far as the Chovas Gavra goes and as far as the Kedusha Sa'aretz goes. However, it's clear Shadvarim Amurim Rak L'Shitato. This is all the Shitas Reb Chaim, that even the din of Bias Kulchem that was said by Trumas and Maisras is learned from the pasuk of Chitavo that was said in the parish of Yovel. That's how Reb Chaim learns in the Rambam that Trumas and Maisras is Talui in the Kitavo that was said in the Parash of Yovel, and therefore the Parash of Yovel itself has two dinim, because they're two psukim. Hein Kitavo Shelefi Perusha Shelegrach, we learn Bias Kulchem. V'chein L'chol Yoshevea T'mikan Yalfi B'gemar Zedin Shekol Yoshevea Leah. So you have two psukim, you have Bias Kulchem, you have Kitavo, which teaches you that everybody has to come. Everybody has to come. And it says that by Yovel. So you have one din in Yovel of Bias Kulchem, and that would be a din in Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And then you have another din of Kol Yoshevea. From here the Gemara learns Kol Yoshevea Aleha, but if not Kol Yoshevea Aleha, then no. And that's it, that's a Chovas Gavra. But according to the other Mefarshim, that you learn the din of Bias Kulchem from Bevoachem, So Lefiza Pashut, that this din of Bias Kulchem was only said by Trumas Maisus and Chala, whereas Linyan Yovel is a separate din of Kol Yoshvei Alea, and these are two distinct dinim, as Reb Chaim proved. So if you learn it like the other Mefarshim hold, like we said in the previous shir, from Bevoachem, this is a din in Bias Kulchem. What does it mean, Bias Kulchem? That Bishas, as we proved, Bishas, that they come into Eretz Yisrael, there has to be it has to be everybody, and this is what creates the Kedushas Haaretz. So that's by Trumas and Maisus and Chala. And by Yovel, it's, according to the other Mefarshim, it's a separate din. By Yovel, there's no Bevoachem. There's only a din of Kol Yoshvei Aleha. And this din of Kol Yoshvei Aleha is a din in the Zechovas Gavra. It's not a din in Kibush Eretz Yisrael. It's not a din in Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But Zechovas Gavra, when Kol Yoshvei Aleha, we're Chayiv. And if not, we're not Chayiv. And therefore, only when we're all here. It's Chayiv and Trumas and Maestris, and Chayiv in Yovel. And when we're not all here, then there's no Chi of Yovel. As opposed to the Chi of Trumas and Maestris, which is Talui and the Shas Maisa, when they come into Eretz Yisrael. And that's Chala, Trumas, and Maestris. That it's the Talui and the Shas HaKibush. There, if it's all of us, then there's Kedusha. So that's the din in Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. Whereas according to the these other Mefarshim, Yovel is only going to have the din of Kol Yoshvei Aleha, two is a separate din, and that's the Chovas Gabriel Shetzarech Iyon. Mai Shaycha Legabe Chala Loimar Shedin Shel Bias Kulchem Hu Din Shenemar Be'etzem Chalois HaKedusha. How is it possible to say Legabe Chala that the din of Bias Kulchem is a din that was said in the Etzem HaKedusha, as we wanted to say, and therefore it's Tali B'Shas HaYerusha, which is the Kibush. Harei Mefurish HaDavar Shenischaivu B'Chala Lefnei HaKibush V'Achiluk. We were already Chayiv and Chala before the capturing and the apportionment of the land. So even if at that time it was Bias Kulchem, but it's not a Bias Kulchem of Kibush, so how's it shaykh to say that the Bias Kulchem is a din that was said in the Etzem HaKedusha? Linyan Chala, it must be that the Kibush is not a Tanai B'Kedushas Haaretz. So how's it possible that the Beboachem that was said by Hafreshas Truma will be a Tanai in Kedushas Haaretz, Linyan Trumas and Maestris? When it comes to Trumas and Maestris, you need Kibush and Chiluk, and that's what creates Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. When it comes to Chala, no Kibush and Chiluk are necessary. So how could it be a din that's Talui in Kedushas Eretz Yisrael? There was no Kibush and Chiluk yet. Unless you say that by Chala there's going to be Kedushas Eretz Yisrael even without Kibush and Chiluk. So if that's true, then how are we saying two separate things by Trumas and Maestris and Chala? That by Trumas and Maestris the Kibush and Chiluk is a Tanai in Kedushas Eretz. And by Chala, the Kibush and Chiluk are not a Tanai in Kedushas Haaretz. They're both learned from Bevoachem. So how could it be that Chala, which is learned from Bevoachem, means there's Kedushas Haaretz without Kibush and Chiluk? And Trumas and Maestris, where it says before, about which it says Bevoachem, really says it about Chala, but it's the same category. You learn from Chala, there you need Kibush and Chiluk. How can this be? So maybe according to Reb Chaim, there's a difference between Chal and Trumas and Maisras, because L'shitaso, we're mechalek between the Bevoachem that was said by Chala, which is just a din and not Hagas Gavra, and therefore it's necessary even before the Kibush and Chiluk. And and Trumas and Maisras, let's learn from Kitavo. There we can say that it's a din in the Etzem HaKadusha. So maybe according to Reb Chaim there is a chiluk, because Reb Chaim has in Hilchos Trumas, Reb Chaim has Shenamar Kisavo, which is what it says by Yovel, and Trumas and Maisras are Tolin Shnos HaYovel. So when it comes to Truma, what are we going to say? We're going to say that it needs to be Kisavo. That when you come and you start counting the Yovlos, you start counting the years of Trumas and Maisras, which is when Yovel is Noeg, and that's going to be Talui in the Shaas HaKibush V'Achiluk. And then when the Rambam talks about in Hilchos Bikurim, the Rambam talks about Chala, there the Rambam quotes the pasuk of Bevoachem Bevias Kulchem Belo Bevias Miktzaschem. So maybe according to Reb Chaim, the Taki is a Chiluk. That when it comes to Chala, what do you need? What makes the Kedusha? The fact that we're all here. And when it comes to Trumas and Maisras, what makes the Kedusha? The fact that there was a kibush. In other words, chala is going to be a chovas gavra, and trumas and maisras is going to be a din in kedushas eretz yisrael, because trumas and maisras are kibush and chiluk. That's what creates the kedusha of eretz yisrael. We know that kibush and chiluk create the kedusha of eretz yisrael, as the Rambam is clear about that. So if it's a din in kibush and in kedushas eretz yisrael, so that's truma. It says kisavo, so that's going to be a din in Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, that's after Kibush and Chiluk. And Chala is going to be, even without Kibush and Chiluk, that's going to be immediate. And according to the Rambam, Bisman Hazeh, they're both only Derabbanan. They're both Derabbanan. Because, as the Rambam says, that since in the time of Ezra we didn't have Bias Kolchem, so it didn't get its proper Kedusha, and therefore it's only Derabbanan, both by Trumas and Maisras. And when it comes to Chala, it's also going to be Derabbanan, because we're not Bias Kolchem right now, and that's the Chovas Gavra. So that'd be a possible difference between Chal and Trumas and Maisras. Otherwise, we run into trouble. If they're both learned from Bevoachem, as some Farshim have it, so then how can we make a chiluk between the two and say one is a Chovas Gavra, Chal is a Chovas Gavra, and Trumas and Maisras are Midin Kedusha, and therefore there's a difference in whether it was B'Shas Maisa, whether B'Shas Maisa would be as Kulchem, or even afterwards, where it matters what's B'Shas Kiyum HaMitzvah. If it's a Chovas Gabra, B'Shas Kiyum HaMitzvah, and if it's a Chovas, and if it's Midin Kedusha, it does not tell in B'Shas Kiyum HaMitzvah, it's Taluyin when they came in. So if it's learned from the same Pasuk, it's hard to be Mechalik between the Reb Chaim, has that, it says Kisavo by Truma, that's one limud, and that's going to be talu. You need bias kulchem b'shas ma'isa. That's going to create the kedusha. That's kibush and chiluk. That's trumas and ma'isras. And yovel is a chovas gavra, and that's talu in bevoachem b'vias kulchem. As long as there's bias kulchem, as long as we're all here, then b'shas ma'isa, doesn't matter what happened when we came in. It's a little shver according to the Grach, because he proves from v'chiaskinu Ezra. When is v'chiaskinu Ezra? That's talking about chala. And that's talking about Shas Maisa when Ezra brought us up. So that's a little bit of a Tzarechian. or maybe even a big tzarachian. Al kolpanim, sweet friends, what we have to do is we have to look into the Yerushalmi and Shvius. It's a very, very famous Yerushalmi and Shvius. We've discussed this in other shiurim, and it's always quoted in this context, very sodistic. Then hopefully we'll see some light in this sugya, this Yerushalmi, this Perek Vav, Halacha Aleph. In Maseches Shviyas, it says in the Gemara, Hikish Biyasan Bimei Ezra. The pasuk was Makish, there be a Eretz Shel Yisrael, Laaretz Bimei Ezra, there be a Bizban Yoshua. Ma Biyasan Laaretz Bimei Yoshua, Pturim Hayu, Vinishaivu. In other words, in the we have a hekesh between the coming of the Jewish people, to Eretz Yisrael in the time of Ezra, to the coming time of Yoshua. Just like when they came the time of Yoshua, they were pater and mitzvah tuyas baretz, and now they're chayiv after they come into Eretz Yisrael. So too, when they come to in the time of Ezra, they were pater beforehand, and now they're chayiv. Mimanes chayvu meezed din chazru v'net chayvu v'nisot atliot baretz. Was it the menatara midrabban and yasri chinin or midvaratara nischayvu? Hadu d'chsiv aviach alara Hashem alakach alaretz asher Yerushua v'secha v'irishta. Yerushua v'secha is Yerusha rishon of all the Mitzrayim, v'irishta is Yerusha shniyah shel olei bavel. And there's a hekesh, hekesh Yerushascha l'irishta v'secha, ma'isha v'secha midvaratara v'irushascha midvaratara, just like Yerusha v'avos is divrei Torah. Yechayv and Shumas and Maisus, so too, your Yerush is Divrei Torah, Yechayv and Shumas and Maisus. Mar Darshan is the Hemshech of the Pasuk, Ve'etivcha ve'hirbucha me'avosecho, this is really so the stick. Avosecha pturim hayu v'nischayvu, Ve'atem pturim hayisim v'nischayavtem. That your avos were pturim from these mitzvahs when they came into Eretz Yisrael, and now they're chayiv behem b'knisasim la'aretz. V'chein atem pturim hayisim v'nischayavtem. Kochachem b'kiddush ha'aretz. ובחיוב מצוות תלויות בארץ גדולה אבל מאבותיכם שכן אבותיך לא היה להם עול מלכות ואתם אף פי שיש לכם עול מלכות. In other words, your avos were pater and then they became chayim and came to Eretz Yisrael. You were pater and they became chayim and came to Eretz Yisrael, but you, your avos, didn't have aleihem ol malchus. They were in charge. You have aleihem ol malchus and you can't capture Eretz Yisrael yourselves, and nevertheless, you can still create Kedushas Haaretz, even without Kibush. Right, we settled in Eretz Yisrael, but we weren't in charge. You're obviously in 14 years, 7 years of capturing, 7 years of giving it out. But you came in, you're chayev bow, you're chayev immediately. You guys, wherever you settle, you're immediately chayiv. And your avos only when they captured all of it. Amar Rebbe Lazar, me'alem kiblu aleim es ha'maisris. The Olei Bavel were Mekabel Maisris on themselves, but Menatar they weren't Mechuyev. Matam, what's the Makar? Because it says the Kabeole Bavel of Vecholzos and Achnu Karsim Amana Vecholzim Alachosim Sarenu Levayenu Kohanenu Vemanoleim Mitzvis Ulahavias Bikorad Mesenu, etc. So you see that they were Mekabel upon themselves. They made this covenant. They weren't Mechuyev Menatar. Ma mekayim Reb Lezer me'avosecha? Yeah, so what's Reb Lezer going to do with the Hemshech? V'heitivcha. So you have a hekesh to the time when we came into Eretz Yisrael. So he says it's talking about lasid lavo. I'm talking about Yerusha. It's talking about lasid lavo. At kan mi divrei Yerushalmi. So it's clear that this pasuk of Yerashta tells us a din of Maisa Yerusha, not just a haftocha, a Maisa Yerusha. That's what you need. That's why we have a machlokas. It's kibush yachad shmei kibush, lav shmei kibush, because you need a Maisa Yerusha. And from this we learn that the Yerusha Shni of Ezra, if it's included in the Yerashta of the Pasuk, doing this Maisa Yerusha, doing this Maisa Kibush, so it must be that there's a Maisa Yerusha here. So we have to understand the drasha of Ve'etivcha Ve'herbucha Me'abosecha. Because in the time of Ezra, we don't require what was required at the time of the first Yerusha. The first Yerusha was a lot more demanding. First Yerusha, there was no Ol Malchus. Here you have Ol Malchus. So, how can you compare the two, or makish the two? So it would appear from this, that this pasuk of Ve'hitivcha Ve'hirbucha Me'abosecha is not coming to be Mechadesh, Kedusha without a Ma'isi Yerusha, because that was included in the pasuk via Rashta. Via Rashta is only Al Yidei Kibush. And we didn't have that in the time of Ezra. What was mischadish in the haftacha ve'etivcha is a chidush b'dinei Yerusha v'akibush. In other words, the v'yarashta is going to be miskayim mitzad the ma'isi Yerusha without the tanaim that were acquired in the other Yerushas. So it turns out that's mefurish in the Gemara that o malchus kibush chiluk kanukula, right, that there was no Ol Malchus. Second time there was Ol Malchus. First time you needed Kibush V'chiluk. Second time you don't need Kibush V'chiluk. You acquired everything the first time and then it all became holy. The second time it's not necessary. So these are Tanaim in the Etzem HaKibush. Nevertheless, that was what was Mischadish in the Pasuk of Ve'etivcha, that Aliyasim Shel Olei Ezra is Kibush, even if all of the conditions of normal kibush are not fulfilled. So here we have a chiddush in the Maisa Kibush of Ezra. Yes, you need a Maisa Kibush, but now with all the conditions of the first Maisa Kibush. First Maisa Kibush was without all malchus, kibush chiluk, kanukula, and the second time all those things are necessary. So now it would appear we can take a step further. That was mischadish, that Olei Mitzrayim were mischayiv and chala, even in the 7 years that they captured, in the 7 years that they were mechalek Eretz Yisrael, this doesn't mean that linyan chala, there's no dinei kedusha v'kibush, but rather the Maisa Yerusha was chal even without the tanaim of kibush and chilek, without the tanaim of kanukula. Because it's clear that it can't be you have kedusha sa'aretz without a chalos, shame of yarshu avosecha. Right, that's what it's talui in. It's talui in the fact that we captured it. So the fact that there are mischayev and chala, even b'soich hazman shel hakibush v'hachiluk, must mean that on that place there is a chalos of Yarshu Abosecha l'inyan chala. So now it's gevaldik. Now we're going to the Olei Mitzrayim. And just like we said, by Olei Bavel, you don't need to fulfill all the conditions. Even by Olei Mitzrayim, you don't need to fulfill all the conditions vis-a-vis Chala. U'miyusha v'heitev. So now we understand that even if we say like Reb Chaim, that Bias Kulchem is a din that was said in the Etzem HaKibush and in the Chalus Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, Right, that was our chakira. Is it a din in the chalos kedusha, or is it a din that you just have to all be there? It's a din in the gavra. So even if you say, as Reb Chaim proved, that it's a din in the etzem chalos kedusha, afal pichein, it's also going to be shayich linyan chala. Shken gan linyan chala nemar tanai shel yerushas. By chala, you also have a tanai of yerushas aretz. Even though the dinim of the Maisi Yerusha with regard to Chala are different than the Maisi Yerusha Linyan Trumas and Maisris. And therefore we can say that even if Dinei Kibush V'Chilak are not Ma'akev and the Chalos Shem Yerusha Linyan Chala, but the Yerusha of Bias Kulchem is a Tanai Ma'akev B'Chalos HaKadusha Gam Linyan Chala. So then it would come out like this, that when it comes to Trumas and Maisris, so there you need to fulfill all the Tanaim in order for it to be holy. But when it comes, we're talking about the first Bia. But when it comes to Chala, that's not necessary. It's not necessary to have all of these conditions. You're going to be creating Kedushas Haaretz just by coming in without the fact that the Ol Malchus is Aleichem. That doesn't shter us, and Kanukula, etc. That's not going to be necessary by Chala. So in other words, you have a Yisod here that you can have a Mais Yerusha without all the normal conditions of Kibush. So we have a machlokas in the Gemara when it comes to Yerusha Shnia, that Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina says the Yerusha Shnia is Minatora. Rabbi Lezer says, no, the Yerusha Shnia, the Vehitivcha, is not talking about Yerusha Shnia, Yerusha Shnia is only the Rabbanan, it's talking about L'asid Lava. That's as far as Yerusha Shnia is concerned. But when it comes to Chala, everybody holds that that's the din of a Kulchem, that this Bia, of Bevoachem, that this Bia is different than all other Bias. That Chala, they're Mischayev Miyad. That when they came in, the first time, they are Mischayev and Chala immediately, because they didn't need all the Tanaim of Kibush. Because the Maisi Yerushas Aretz Linyan Chala is not Talui in Kibush V'Chiluk, and therefore they're Mischayev immediately. So Baruch Hashem, we've broken some ground here. We've progressed, and Mirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we will hopefully plow forward, and we will see continuing niflaot beezrat Hashem, b'torat Hashem. So please stay tuned, and I thank you so much for listening. Hashem should just give us the koach and the moch and the simchas chaim and everything we need in order to continue. Lo mor olam yidlishmer olas l'kaim is kodavei samet harasad v'ahava. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friend.